Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by.
Well, it's something to consider. No matter whether you're saved today or unsaved, you can be certain that you're going to face problems. Because we live in a fallen world and you've got to expect trouble. But once you become a child of God, you have a tremendous asset of a loving Heavenly Father that's going to guide your life. He will strengthen you to face any problem you're going to encounter. Since you don't know what the future holds, perhaps the best way to prepare for a crisis is to seek the Lord when your life is problem-free. When you become accustomed to seeking God during good times, then your first response to a problem will be, Father. Calling out to the Lord during both ups and downs reminds us of our position as children of God. Are you facing a real trial today? Release it to God in prayer. Because no matter what it is, He's going to help you overcome that thing. And isn't that good news?
What in the world is going on? How do we stop the demons in the Biden gang? Tens of millions of American voters, you, horrified by what has been called the civilization of the Biden gang administration, that is, including the shocking criminalization of dissent and the weaponization of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, whose agents daily arrest, intimidate, and persecute the regime's political opponents. This is Russia. This is China. This is, well, you get it, right? They're anxiously wondering whether November's midterm elections will bring any positive change of direction for America, for a once great nation, now careening toward total destruction. Oh, you heard that right, total destruction. Although many voices are weighing in on what's at stake here in the midterms, ironically, no one has expressed it more clearly or forcefully than Sleepy Joe himself in his astonishing dark September 1st Soul of America nonsensical speech, delivered while bathed in blood red lights and flanked by Marine guards. Of course, the key to decoding Biden's dire warnings about the greatest threat to America, you, is to understand that he was engaging in a mere perfect case of political projection, don't you think? Every single evil, every demonic thing that Biden ascribed to the MAGA Republicans, those that want to make America great again, truly getting back to normalcy, the left's new name for America's vast, center-right middle class, you, is actually true of today's Democratic Party and all of those unhinged, lefty, loony supporters. Yeah. Calling the kettle black. How bad are these people? Conservatives, Republicans, semi-fascists. Upon reading each statement, it becomes crystal clear which camp Joey's words truly describe. His own, the Democratic Party, the demon-led party. MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. My, oh my, we could go on for an hour with this garbage. You don't have to. Yeah, you can have an IQ of about 12 and figure out where this guy's coming from. He is so scary. Grandpa Joe. Well, this describes the new America public school system. No, wait. This is not a public school, high school, college, university system. No. A religious school, though, was ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court to recognize that LGBT queer student organization has instead suspended all student groups while it evaluates what this court order means. Ain't gonna do it. A report in the Washington Examiner cited a backlash from students at Yeshiva University after the New York school suspended student club activities until further notice. The announcement came after the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, what were they thinking? 5-4. Ordered the school to recognize the queer club. In an email sent last Friday by the Office of Student Life, the New York City-based university said it would hold off on all undergraduate club activities. Amazing. What can happen in the... Where is the old America I grew up in? My grandma's America. Will I ever see it again? What do you think? So we look at the midterms coming up. What is the strategy? Commitment to America, right? That's the name. Commitment to America. They're going to roll that out this Friday, I guess, the Republicans, which they say will serve as both campaign platforms and a governing guide should they take the majority in the midterms. The agenda, which Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy there from California has teased about for months, comes at a critical time in a race for the House majority. McCarthy will be in Pittsburgh Friday, officially revealing commitment to America, including its policy details, which have been largely guarded. The GOP has built advantages because of the economy, President Biden's low approval ratings, but Democrats say they feel there's momentum after Roe versus Wade was overturned, and amid the legal troubles of the former President Trump. Multiple House Republicans have told Fox News commitment to America will aim to refocus the campaign on kitchen table issues, inflation as an example, which Republicans see as very favorable to them. Well, duh.
More news right after this. Some people call them divine interruptions. I don't know. No matter how carefully you plan your time in life, now and then you're going to have obstacles, interruptions, miscommunications, delays. Cancel, are you kidding me? We have no control over these situations, but there are certain hindrances that we are able to change. For example, adjust misplaced priorities. Instead of maintaining a God-centered schedule, we often find we spend time responding to the demands of other people. We permit them to dictate our activities without any regard to God. We allow circumstances to determine our schedule. We can't succeed in life if we permit ourselves to be drawn away from what God wants us to do. Investing time in the Word of God and being instructed in the ways of God must be an integral part of your schedule. Another hindrance to reaching our goal is procrastination. I got that problem. All of us experience this at times in our lives, but for some of us, putting things off is a habit. We have many good intentions, but we lack that follow-through. Success will evade us as long as we do this daily. A third hindrance we can work to overcome is concentration or lack thereof. To be successful in this Christian walk, we need to focus our minds on a particular thing and stay with it until it's finished. I need that. Have a strong motivation to accomplish the Lord's plan is very helpful because we work at completing what we value and desire. How important to you is achieving the Lord's will in your life and His plan? Align your thinking with the Word today.
Well, what a spectacle that was. The United Kingdom, the entire world, up to 1 billion people, watched and bade farewell to Queen Elizabeth II yesterday with a state funeral that drew presidents and kings and princes and prime ministers. I mean, it was just something. Crowds in the streets of London, Windsor Castle. To honor the monarch, that woman whose 70-year reign defined an age. In a country known for pomp and pageantry, the first state funeral since Winston Churchill was filled with spectacle. Before the service, the bell tolled 96 times, once a minute for each year of Elizabeth's life. Then 142 Royal Navy sailors, and well, they used ropes to draw the gun carriage with her flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey, where pallbearers carried it inside. About 2,000 people, world leaders, healthcare workers, all gathered to mourn her loss. Something to see. It was quite a spectacle. Service ended with 2 minutes of silence observed across the United Kingdom, after which the attendees sang the national anthem, now titled God Save the King. Well, we talked about this one yesterday, the softball interview done by CBS News' Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes. He really came under fire, even from the lefty loonies who said, what in the world was that nonsense about talking to your buddy Joe for all that? First interview, by the way, in 7 months. They're just saying how ridiculous. And, of course, health officials are jumping all over the word that Biden put out that the pandemic is over. 1,000 people a day getting it, dying every day, even here in the state of Indiana. So they say, why would he say that it's over? Yeah, and then again, back to Pelley, just what they call softball. That's where you just kind of have a conversation and don't pin the guy down on anything. You could pin Joe down on everything he said, but not Scott Pelley. Everything's wonderful in America. Let me talk to the president, and he'll tell you how wonderful it is. What a bunch of... Where's my gun? Well, the Biden gang's expected to soon finalize a rule banning oil and gas leasing near a Native American historical site, despite heavy opposition from the local indigenous leaders who say the administration's rule, the gang, would prevent them from collecting royalties on their land. The rule, which the Department of Interior announced in November of 21, would implement a 20-year moratorium on federal oil and gas leasing within a 10-mile radius there in New Mexico. The indigenous folks say, why? We need the money. What do you suppose that he was thinking? Talking about the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, wants to be the senator in Pennsylvania, going up against Dr. Oz. His campaign, John Fetterman's campaign, is walking back on comments he made last year to call for the release of all second-degree murderers from Pennsylvania prisons. He chairs the state's Board of Pardons. He commissioned two reports last year released by Philadelphia lawyers that recommended the BOP consider merit-based clemency for currently incarcerated second-degree murderers. They deserve another chance. What in the world is happening in this new America? In business news, I can't even comprehend this one. Mark Zuckerberg's pivot into the metaverse, Facebook, has cost him a bunch of money in the real world. Even though it's been a rough year for all U.S. tech titans, the wealth erased from the chief executive officer of Meta Platforms stands out. Get it? His fortune has been cut in half and what more, dropping $71 billion so far this year. Whoa. Along these same lines, have you been in Facebook jail recently? You know, conflicting lower court rulings now about removing controversial material, usually whatever the Christian or the conservative puts in there, from social media platforms like Facebook. They say it's going to point toward a landmark Supreme Court decision on whether the First Amendment really protects big tech's editorial discretion or forbids its censorship of unpopular views, things they don't like. They're always erasing your opinion. The stakes are high, not just for government and the companies, but because of the increasingly dominant role platforms such as Twitter and Facebook play in American democracy and their elections. Social media posts have the potential to amplify disinformation, hateful speech, they say, but removal of controversial viewpoints can stifle public discourse about important political issues. So, what do you think? Should we be free to say what we want? That's for everybody, of course. What went wrong here? Open Door, that home flipping site, probably regretting its bulk order of Subway tiles now. The company lost money, 42% of resales in August. The company that rode the first wave of real estate iBuying, a way to automate real estate purchases, they're known as the Amazon of homes. They went public in 2020. The strategy is to make fast offers for homes using an algorithm, do some renovation there and resell them, sometimes in less than just a few months. It was red hot for a while, but something has gone terribly wrong. Not working now. Well, you never know on things like this, do you? What else is happening? In health news, they're making some noise. Ever heard of them? Cytonix. Cytonix is leading the next generation, they say, of biotech with the first and only drug that treats osteoarthritis. That's a crippling disease going to affect 25% of all the world's population by 2030. It's a condition that causes joint pain. Some of you have it, stiffness, inflammation. They say there's no way to stop it until this company comes along, and we should keep an eye on them. The FDA-approved therapy has already treated 8,000 patients successfully. A little pain relief. Keep an eye on them. Cytonix. Who said that? Good thought. 63% of the homes in Martha's Vineyard are only occupied in the summer months. Should be plenty of room there for any new arrivals as we start the fall here. Oh, boy. I remember it well. Do you? Saturday morning cartoons, a bowl of cereal, and not a care in the world other than what cartoon's going to be on next. I miss those days. Here's a good one. When there's no consequences for poor work ethic and no reward for good work ethic, there's really no motivation, is there? And whoever came up with this one, they were right on target. Remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Just joined us, trying to keep you on the straight and narrow. Yeah, hello world, Monday through Friday at this time. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining us each day, for praying for us, telling others about the broadcast, for joining us on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. What a monster audience we have down in the Tennessee, Virginia area. It is wonderful, and a big thank you to 91.5 WHCB for all they do. And I couldn't forget Southwest Radio Church bringing us on board a year ago, and that has been a wonderful experience. God is so good. I never thought I would be this busy at my age. And a big thank you to those who continue to say, you look good for your age. What does that mean? Anyway, thanks for being a part of Greg Patton Ministries and a Hello World. We are very grateful to you. So, has the enemy been after you recently? That is a silly question for the Christian, especially if you're really fervently serving Almighty God. You got a target. He will do everything he can to take you down, my friend, talking about the devil. But you and I can do some things. I want to talk to you about two things, actually, today. For some reason, these practical things seem to really wreck a Christian's life. So what to do, what to do? Where might I start? I'm glad you asked today. Commit yourself to forget your failures, the past. Read Philippians 3, 13 and 14. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now that's advice in the Word of God, and it stood the test of time. I don't know of anything more relevant or practical to start off 2019 than that advice. We don't have to live our lives imprisoned by the past. All of us have failed in some way, in this past year included. Probably we won't see our failures recorded for history on television, but they're recorded in our hearts and minds. And for many of us, our failures are past memories. Maybe for you, it's a memory of how you failed a relationship, wrong decisions, wrong things, and the relationship ended. Some of you are parents, probably know you failed your children in some way. Some children are listening right now and are aware that they have failed mom and dad. It's more likely that many of us know that we have failed ourselves in so many ways, and all of us should know that in some way we have failed Almighty God. What's God's Word saying to us here that we must not allow ourselves to be bogged down, drugged down, as the enemy uses our past failures? You don't want to dwell on that past so much that it stops you from moving forward into the future with God. I think that's a good start in anything, certainly in a new year. Time to rise to the challenge, to say to yourself, I'm going to, with the help of Almighty God, forget this stuff. I'm going to stop torturing myself about what I did or did not do. This year is going to be a good time to stop being chained to the past. God is saying here in His holy word, He doesn't want you to go through your life branding yourself as a failure. Jesus Christ died on a cruel cross of Calvary so that you could be forgiven. When we become Christians, that forgiveness becomes reality in our lives. And when we have received Christ's forgiveness, it allows us to forgive ourselves and to forget those failures. Isn't that good stuff? Maybe you need to do the right thing today. Maybe you need to accept Jesus Christ's forgiveness and then forgive yourself. And then commit yourself to give up your grudges. So many people have this. I want you to listen to these words from the book of Colossians, because in them, you'll hear the second challenge I believe God wants us to rise to if you want to make 2019 a significant turning point in your life. Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Do you get the challenge there? God, in those words, has challenged us directly and personally to give up grudges. That's what it means. He says to forgive each other whatever quarrels you may have against one another. A grudge is a deep, ongoing resentment that we cultivate in our hearts and against someone else.
A grudge is an unforgiving spirit that leads us to an unforgiving attitude, and unforgiving actions follow. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about. Harboring a grudge is about nursing a dislike for someone. What you need to know is that grudges are dangerous because they're so destructive. Grudges destroy marriages, families, friendships, even split churches. Yep. Let's be honest enough to admit that one of the problems of the church in general is the grudges that Christians hold against one another. I want to tell you today, if you know that you're holding one against someone, then God has something to say. He says, give it up. Now, give it up. I want to remind you that grudges are not just destructive, they're also self-destructive. When you hold a grudge against someone, you will hurt yourself as much, I think more, than you will hurt the person you're holding it against. Make no mistake, if you're harboring a grudge, it'll eventually destroy you. If not physically, certainly emotionally and spiritually, render you just blank. It will make you a bitter and twisted person. The book of Job, chapter 21, describes the people who have no happiness at all. They live and die with bitter hearts. Do you want to be remembered that way in life? Do you want that parable that Jesus told about the servant who was forgiven a huge debt by the king and then refused to forgive someone else a very tiny amount? Is that you? Jesus said his unforgiving spirit landed him in prison. Max Lucado makes this interesting comment in one of his books. He says, unforgiving servants always end up in prison. Prisons of anger, guilt, and depression. God basically is saying, don't sentence yourself to prison. No, set yourself free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So give up those grudges. Forgive each other whatever you may have against another. According to God's word, the way to give up a grudge is to forgive. It's just that simple. Big question of the day, are you saved? And finally, look, it's a hero. Unsung heroes are found in every city and every community in America, and some might be easier to spot, especially if they wear a neon vest to work, as the case is for Wallace Peoples. Peoples, 62, has worked for Sherwood Forest Elementary School as a crossing guard for 2 years. Everybody calls him Mr. Peoples. They're my kids, Peoples says of the students. He helps cross the road every day safely. I take this thing seriously. Students have taken notice of his character and commitment. He's looking for everyone. They're looking out for him anyway. The kids, the parents, he doesn't miss a beat, says one mom. He's just an extraordinary human being. He helps all of us and keeps us safe, and we all love him. In December, people said his car broke down, prohibiting him from getting to work. He also says he spent Christmas Eve in the hospital. So one Sherwood Elementary parent, Sloan Johnson, says she heard about people's plight. She posted Monday on Facebook in hopes of getting him some help, and the response was tremendous. In 2 hours, they raised $800 for him and got a car donated. I love those kind of stories. A tip of the hat to Mr. Peoples. Well, this will shock some people. I've just uncovered some alarming evidence that Jesus condoned bribery. Bribery of the police. On a comprehensive scale, I think. This is the parable in Luke 12:59. It's about settling your debts with your opponent before going to court. He mentions that if you fail to do so, you're going to end up in prison. You will not get out, he concludes, until you have paid the last copper. Wait a minute, is that a new version? Revised Standard Version? So sometimes you can misunderstand things here, right? Well, I've had my say for another day. Hello, world. Comes your way each day at this time. Monday through Friday, we're starting it off again. Tell others about the program. And join us again tomorrow. The same time, same place. Thanks for being here. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your day.